Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Kama, Daf Tes Zayin. Picking up on Tes Vavum Beis Bada Bava Bada Beis Bada Mishnah. Bada Mishnah. Zok the Heilig Mishnah. We know that if an animal which is a short tam, in other words, it hasn't done three times, etc., then it's going to be chayev to pay chatzi nezek. But if it's a mu'ar, it's going to pay nezek shalim. Says the Mishnah, Chamisha Tamin, there are five niske behema that aren't normally going damaging, and therefore they're going to play chatzi nezek. If chamisha mu'ad, and five of them that are mu'ad, and therefore since they normally go and damage, they're going to pay nezek shalim. Here are the five tamin. Habehema enim mu'edis lo. The behema is not considered mu'ad. Ligach, that means with its carin, to go and gore with its horn. V'lo ligof, that is to go by pushing with his body. V'lo lishach, with its teeth to go bite. V'lo lirbots, not to crouch down on kelim and to break them, and vessels, utensils. V'lo livot, not to go kick with its leg, something to go and to break it. That's called things that are going to be new tam. Then we have five that are mu'ad. Hashain, when it comes to teeth, that's muad lechol as a roilo. It's considered muad to things that it would normally eat. And haregel, its leg is muad lishbor bederech halicha, to go and break kelim while it walks. Vishor hamuad, this is an animal which is a muad. It's already accustomed to go out and gore with its karen. Vishor hamazik rishus hanizak, or even a short tam that mazik in the rishus of the nizak, and it goes into the damagee's area. And then it goes in the damage over there. It's considered like a muad, the pain is ikshalim. Viha adam, and a person, shehizik, that he's mazik, the person that if he's mazik, he pays nezik shalim. Okay. Now, so far so good. Five tam, five muad. Now the Mishnah is going to add more muad in. Hazaev, va'ari, va'dov, va'nomer, va'bardlis, va'nochosh, hare elu muadin. Wolf, lion, bear, leopard, a bardalis, which we're going to see what that means. Hare elu, these are considered modin, or elazar, omer, bezman shein, b'nei tarbus. When they're domesticated, they grew up in the house of people, and therefore they were taught not to damage. Ein modin, not considered modin. Ba'nachash mod la'olam, but a snake, it's going to be considered mod always and always. Zok the Gemara, b'gitani Hashem mod la'olam, from the fact that it says that a tooth of an animal is considered mu'ad in order to eat, mechlal de b'chatzer nizak askinan. Must be talking about in the chatzer of the nizak, of the damagee. Since shin and regel are considered, it's only if it's in someone else's area. V'katani behema inu mu'edis, but we also know the Mishnah says that a behema is not considered mu'ad l'shalom kuli, to pay all of it by doing, again, the goring, the pushing, the biting, etc. Aval chatzi nezek mishalemis. It pays chatzi nezek, which we would assume means, in again, the chatzer of the nizak. So it says, Gemara, money, whose does go like? Rabbanan, he goes like the Rabbanan. Da amri mishunah karen bechatzer nizek chatzi nezek hu de mishalem. He says an unusual karen that happens in the chatzer of the damagee pays chatzi nezek. Ema seifa. But hold on a second, what about in the Sefer of the Mishnah? Shor ha-mu'ad, shor ha-mu'ad, v'shor ha-mazik, v'shor ha-nizak, v'adam, and adam, and asan l'rebi tarfon. Right later on, the second part of the next part of the Mishnah, that says, puts that a shor, it does on the damagee, is a mu'ad, and even if it was like straight up, it never done any damage before. Asan l'rebi tarfon, so that goes like rebi tarfon, damar mishon ha-karen b'chatzai nizak, nezak shalim with the Mishnah, b'shon ha-shalim. In fact, the Gemara, you want to like split the Mishnah here and say Reisha Rabbanu Masifra Rabbi Tarfon? Does that make sense to say? Says Gemara, in. Yep, we do that. The Amar Leish Shmuel Rav Yehuda, because Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, sharp, the sharp person. Shvok Masnisa Masnistin Vita Basrai. Leave the Mishnah and follow me. In other words, like we saw this lesson earlier in Daf Yudalit. Like, don't try to work it out with one, but follow, like I'm saying, Reisha Rabbanu Masifra Rabbi Tarfon. Just split it, and that one is the other. Rabbi Lazar, another way of understanding this, how this works. Rabbi Lazar, Mishmid, the Rav Amar, beep, turn the page. Tess, I don't know. Kula Rabbi Tarfoni. Really, the entire Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Tarfon. Reisha, first part of the Mishnah says that you pay Chatzin Nezek for Karen and Nezek Shalim for Shana Regel, the Chatzar HaMiyuchedes, Lepiris Echeman. We saw this earlier, when we make different people have different rights on the land. So this is talking about a chatzer that it is specifically for one of them, meaning the damagee, for produce. Both of them for oxen. So therefore, Kumtuchois, that this chatzer doesn't belong only to the Nizak, but it's considered shutfus him and the Mazik, but only the Nizak had the right to have Paris over there. So both of them actually work with Rabbi Tarfon. The Legabi Shane, Havir Lechatzer Nizak. In reference to Shane, it's Chatzi Nizak because only he is able to use it for it, and the owner of the access to pay, Legabi Karen, Havir Rishis Arabim. In reference to Karen, it's considered Rishis Arabim because both of them have the right to be over there, and the owner pays Chatzi Nizak even according to Rabbi Tarfon. In fact, the Gemara of Kahana, I'm recently smited to come into Rav Zvid Min Haradai. I taught this in front of Zvid. V'yamali, he said, "Me matzis mokum is a little cooler." Rabbi Tarfon, you say the whole thing's going to a tarfon. No, katani Shane muedes leechol es aroyla. But the Mishnah says that Shane, the tooth, the second of the tooth, is considered muad to eat that which is normally eaten. Roila in, which means to say, what's the implication? The mashmos is that that which is roy makes sense for it to eat, meaning some sort of food. You know, as Rashi points out. That is considered a muat. Shein roi lo lo. But if someone says not roi, then not. Like kelim, Rashi says, ksus for kelim, like clothing and vessels. That's something which is it's not considered muat, and therefore it's going to be chatzi nezek. Now, v'ir b'tarfon, if you're going contra b'tarfon, then even the animal eats something which is not roi for it. So you should pay full. Ha'amar mishunda karen b'chatzay nizak 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 shalom mishalim pays nizak shalom. So why wouldn't that be? Eliolam, good kasha, Eliolam, it is Rabbanon he. We're going to say the entire Mishnah is not Rabbi Tarfon, but rather the entire thing is Rabbanon. V'chasu yamechzen, we're lacking, we're missing something. Halchi ketan, here's what it means to say. Chamisha tamim hein ve'im huadu chamishta muadin. There are five types of tamin, but if they became muad, in other words, if they were warned after three times, then all of them become muad. V'shein v'regel muad mitchilasim. V'shein v'regel, the eating which is right to eat and walking where nobody walks, is considered muad right in the beginning. Not like Karen, which is only after three times. V'heichan ha'adasan. And where is the muad going to take effect? B'chatzer nizak. Only the chatzer of the nizak. So we end up saying this has nothing to do with that machlokas. And not talking about the idea of Karen at all. Rather, what are they discussing? Shane and Regel. In fact, the Gemara, Maskev Ravina, Hakatan Lekaman, but when we say later on, it's way further, in Daf Chavtal and Beis, Shor Hamazik Vershus HaNizak Ketzat. What's the case of a shor that of an ox that damages on the in the area of the Nizak? And over there, the Mishnah goes on to go ahead and bring down the machlokes to retire from the Rabbanon in reference to Karen that's on the damagee's area. Now, it makes sense if you want to say that our Mishnah is talking about this case. That's the reason why it says, Ketzad, what's the case? If you want to say that it's not talking about that, the my Ketzad, what does it mean when it says the Lush and the word Ketzad? Elam Ravina, Ravina comes in and says, Chasuri Mechsa. Once again, we are missing some words over here. V'achtan is what means to say. Chamisha taminin. The five types of time. V'im huadu chamishtan muadin. But if they are warned, again, after three times, all of them become a muad. V'shein v'regel muadim mitchilasan. These things, shein, tooth, and foot, are muad from the beginning. V'zeu shor hamuad. V'zeu shor hamuad. These five things that we just spoke about the Karen stuff that they do three times, that's considered muad. V'shor mazik b'rishus ha'nisak b'chulkas b'tar from Rabbanan. And the shor that does damage on the damagee's property, this is a machlokas between Ritafron and the Rabbanan. Moving on with explaining the rest of the Mishnah, Ravina says, V'yesh muadin acherim k'yotza be'ela, the ones that are similar to that, meaning muad from the very beginning, hazev ariva dov ha'brothers from the Ranachash, all these different elements that we mentioned before. Tani nami yachri yashav ha'brayis, who's back set up, chamisha tamen heim v'im huadu chamishtan muadin, v'shein v'regel muadin mitchilasen, v'zeh ushor ha'muad, v'shor ha'mazik v'shus ha'nizek b'chlokas v'ritafron v'rabbanon, v'yesh muadin acherim k'yotza be'ela, the ones that are more like that, and that is hazev ariva dov ha'brothers v'Ranachash. Now, there's another way of understanding this whole thing, another version, we'll call this version number two of what Ravina says, and over here, Ravina is going to change the way, reinterpreting the Mishnah is not to go and fix up the issue of how the Mishnah was one in the Rishon and the Seifa, but to fix something else up. Could the Rabbah Le Mirma. Some understood this as a contradiction. Tanakh because we're going to the Mishnah, Chamisha Tam and Chamisha Mu'adin. 5 and 5, Vesuleka. Vesuleka, but there's only 5, there's no more. Vayika Zeva, Riva, Dova, Namur, Varas, Varnachosh. What about those? Why aren't those mentioned? Mishani, we answered, Amaravina, Chasir Mechzavakitan is missing. And this is what it means to say. Chamisha Tam and in their 5 Tam and Vim Huadu Chamisha Mu'adin. But if they're Mu'adin, they come, if they do it, you know, 3 times, they're warned, and then they all become Mu'ad. For the very beginning, this is the muad that's mentioned. Vishor ha mazik, vishor a mazik, vishus anizik, machlokas Rabbi Tar from Rabbanan. Vish muadim echerim, there are those others similar to that. Hazevariva dova nomer vabados veha nachash. So why does it say 5 and then add more afterwards? Because according to what we just said now, is that these 5 are talking about those that become muad when they get warned, but not the ones that are from the very beginning. And there's other ones that are missed at the end, or ones that only become from the very beginning. Next part of the Mishnah, we said v'lo lirbots, it said is not considered a muad to gore or to lirbots, to crouch down on things and to break them. Amar Balaz said lo shanu ella pachin gedolim. This din is only reference to big jugs. Oh, getting ready for Hanukkah, my friends. For big pachin gedolim, as opposed to pachin ketanim. Because it's very strange for an animal to go ahead and to sit down on pachin gedolim. That's why this is considered keren, and it's only going to pay chatzi nezek of pachin ketanim orchu. But small things, it makes sense that they would do such a thing. And if it happens in the chatzar and nizak, his opinion is shalim, because this is considered a tolda of ragel. Okay, lema v'sayle. Should we say that the price we're going to say right now is going to back it up? Habehema mu'edes la kedarko l'shaber. An animal it's considered muad to walk and to break things normally. L'mayich is ha'adam ve'es habehema ve'es ha'kelim, to crush a person, animal, or a kelim. So saying straight up that an animal that crushes kalim is considered a muad. So the Gemara Dilma Minatzad, maybe the Bryce is talking about a case in the animal crushed it from the side and not by sitting on it. But sitting on it is maybe considered weird even in the case of small things. So that's not a raya. Igadami, some say that it was different. The Rebbe Lazar is a little bit different. That is, Amar Belazar lo tema pachin gedolim, who delav orche, don't say that it's only in the case of big jugs that's unusual for them to sit on. A pachin matanim orche, you would say that's orchim, that's normally does. Not true. Elafil pachin matanim nami lav orche, it's not even normal for them to sit down on pachin kitanim. So now, this is obviously another version over here. And now we have Sakasha on that. Meisvei ulamayiches ha'odam v'esabehema v'esakelim says that an animal is considered muad to crush a person, animal, or utensils. So it says pretty straight up that utensils, they are considered a muad. Amar Lazar dilma min hatzad. Maybe the verse is talking about the case where the animal crushed it from the side, not from sitting on it, so it's not a raya. Igadorami la mirma. Some people brought this as a contradiction. Tanam, we learned how to mention them. V'lo lirbos, an animal is not considered a muad in reference to squat down on it. I v'atanya l'mayachas adam v'sabayim v'sakelim. As a Gemara, I'm a lozer, lo kashya, kam b'pachim gedolim, kam b'pachim tam, once I'm going to pachim gedolim, once I'm going to pachim ketanim, in which case that one would be normal to do. Next part of Mishnah, as we said, Hazei v'ari, the wolf and the lion, the bear, the leopard, the baldus, and the snake are considered a muad from the very beginning. My bardless, what's a bardless? I'm a Yehuda, nafriza. Come on, you know a bardless, a nafriza. My nafriza, what's an nafriza? I'm a Rav Yosef, what do you mean? Appa. Does everybody know? It's an appa. Oy, obviously, says the Gemara. Meisvei, Rav Meir Omer, Afa Tzavoa. Tzavoa is also considered a muad. Rav Loza Omer, Af Nochash, even the Nochash from Rav Yosef, Tzavoa zu appa. A tzavoa is an appa. So if you're saying a tzavoa is an appa, if your mayor wants to add it, then clearly bardless is not an appa. Look, Hasha. Kamet Savo Zachar, one segment of Savo, a male one, and comes from the cave, and one segment of a female one. The time was in a brisa. Savo Zachar, Achash Shavashanim, Nasa Ataleif. A male Savo, after 7 years, becomes a bat. Ataleif, Achash Shavashanim, Nasa Arpad. After 7 years, it becomes an Arpad, which is a type of bat. Achash Shavashanim, Nasa Kimosh, it becomes a Kimosh. This thing is getting old already. He's 21 years old already. 14, I'm not sure. It becomes a kimosh. Kimosh lachash avishanim nase choach. After 7 years, it becomes a choach, which is a type of thorn. Choach lachash avishanim nase shade, becomes a shade. Oh my goodness, this is cray cray. Shidra, period. Shidra, now another thing that changes. Shidra shaladon lachash avishanim nase nachash, becomes a nachash, becomes a snake. Vahani mili de lo karba modem. That's only talking about if the person did not bow by modem. Omar ma, Rabbi Meir Omer, afat savos is even at savos considered a muad. Beep, turn the page. Tetzan omer beis. From Belazar Omer, he says, afa nachash, even a snake is considered a muad. Using such a lotion of afan afanachash, that even the snake is considered muad, that means other things are also considered muad, but now we see that maybe that's not really the case. Vahan on tanan, but we learned in the Mishnah, it said that Belazar Omer b'zman shehin b'nei tarbas, when they're domesticated in a muad, they're not considered muad. Anachash muad l'odom, but anachash is considered always muad. Oh, so what do we see over here? That it's not only that even the snake, it's only the snake. So this is Gemara Tini Nachash. In the Chanan, just change the words and say the word Nachash and not Af. Okay, Amar Shmuel, Ari Birshus Harabim. If a lion comes and attacks in a Rishus Harabim, Doris O'achal Patar, if it jumped on it and ate it, then the owner is going to be Patar, Tarif O'achal, but if it ripped it apart and then ate it, then it's going to be Chayiv. In other words, if it just jumped on and started eating, before it actually killed it, just you know, chows down over there. Rashi says, Shalo harga ela mechayim achla pater da orchehu v'shein rishis rabim pater, because that's a normal way of it does that. You know, it just goes to eat and it's considered shein, and shein rishis rabim is going to be pater. But if it first kills it, Rashi says, Tarif shaharga v'achla chayiv da lava orchehi v'told it the karen hu m'shalim chatzi nezek rishis rabim, rishis rabim you have to pay chatzi nezek. Doris v'achal pater came into orchid l'midras, because it's normal to do that. Havili kamosha achal peiros v'ero, because it's like eating fruits and vegetables. The havili shein vishus a rabbim pater, therefore it's going to be pater. Tarav, but if it ripped it apart, lav orchid is not the normal way to go and do such a thing. Therefore it's like karen, therefore you're going to be chayiv, even vishus a rabbim. It's a gemara l'meimra. The trifa lav orchid, you tell me that the way that it's ripping it apart is not normal? V'achsiv arye toref bidei gorosav. Says that a lion tears its prey for its cub. So what are you talking about? Says Gemara, Bishvil Gorosav. Yeah, Nechayim, for its cubs. But it doesn't do it for itself. Ay, Umechanik Lilivosav. You know, the pasuk goes and says, and it chokes its prey for its lioness. So we see it does kill. Bishvil Levosav. Yes, for its lioness, for its wife, it'll do it, but not for itself. Ayumali Terifahol Rav. The pasuk goes and says, and it fills its caves with torn prey. So we see it does even that for others. Bishvil chorav, yes, for its caves. But it's not going to do it to eat it right away. Uma onosav treifa, but it says, and its layers with the torn, which means it's normal for them to go kill it. Bishvil monosav, again, for its lair, for its place where, like, where it's going to keep it over there, but not that it kills and eats it right away. Ay, vatani wants an abraisa, v'chein chaya shenichsa l'chatzar nizak. Similarly, a chaya, undomesticated animal, that enters into the field of the chatzar nizak, tarfa bein ba'achal basar, and it goes and rips it apart, and it goes and eats it, mashalim nezek shalim, he's to pay nezek shalim. We know that a lion is considered a chaya, so therefore it's the same thing over here. We see that a lion tears it apart, and that's normal, and if it wouldn't be normal, then the owner would pay only chatzin nezek. So it's not hachemai skinon shetorfelaniach. Talking about where we rip it apart in order to leave it for later, and that's considered something which is normal. But it's not normal if it's done to eat it right away. Right? It says latzniach orchida lehatznia orchilar. It makes sense to do such a thing. Ha'achlekatani. But the Bryce says that he ate it. So what are you saying? It's talking about a case where it is doing to store it. B'shenim lechavachla. It changed its mind and then it ate it right away, but it really did it to store it. You know, how in the world do we know if the lion is doing it for like for storage or for right now that it changed his mind. And furthermore, the Shmuel Nami, even in the case of Shmuel, why is it that we say that the owner is going to be chayev chatzin nezek when his lion rips it apart? Maybe it was this. Maybe it's like the same case that we just said now, that the lion is tearing it apart in order to store it, and only later then it changes mind. It's no way of us knowing. So when it says that it tore an animal and it ate it, the Mishnah has taught two different cases. The lion tore it in order to store it. Or, it jumped on it and then it ate it. In such a case, it's going to pay shalim. Therefore, it doesn't go against what Shmuel had said. Ravina says a different answer. Really, it is the way a lion that it goes in and rips it apart before it eats it. Kikam Shmuel, what does Shmuel say that a lion that tears it apart in the Rosh Hashanah, it's going to make it chayev? But Ari Tarbus is talking about a domesticated lion, one that lives at home. The Rebbe Rabbi Lazar, the Amr Lav Orche, and it goes to Rabbi Lazar, who says that it's not a normal thing for this a domesticated lion to go into attack. In fact, if it's really true that Shmuel is talking about a domesticated lion and going to Rabbi Lazar, then Afilu Darsan Ami L'chayev, even in the case where the lion jumped on the animal and ate it, should be chayev. So why is this? Says that why does he say it's pater in such a case? So Gemara can't echina. I mean, Ella Dravina Lava Shmuel Etmar. Avina said it wasn't going on Shmuel. Ella Mas Nisan. It was going in reference to a Braisa, which said that if a lion goes into someone else's area and then it rips the part and eats it, that it's going to be chayev and it's like shalim. And Ravina is saying to that that the reason that is not because it's not because it's a normal thing for the lion to tear apart. Kitani Masnisa Bari Tarbus, because we could say that it's talking about a domesticated lion. Valib Dabalaza Damar Lavorche. Even according to Belazar, who says that it's not normal for to do such a thing. So the reason the Braisa is not because of the fact that it's not because of the fact that it's considered it's actually normal. So it's true. So the Gemara Di'ed, we're talking about in the case when it became a mu'ad, it did it three times. Therefore, it's not like shalom. Yachi, if that's true. Then my high, the Ketani L'Gabi Tolda the Shein, why is it that the Braisa says, teaches us in the Tolda of Shein, Gabi Tolda the Karen by the Misnai, it should have been put by the Tolda of Karen. Says Gemara Kasha, you attack her right. Maybe that's what we should have done. Good question. Zok, the next Heliga Mishnah. Ma bein tam l'mu'ad, what's the difference? L'haluchi. In reference to a tam and a mu'ad, elo she'atam shalom chatzin nezek megufo, a tam, one that's a not considered a goring animal, is going to pay chatzin nezek megufo from its bote. Every bote, yeah, from the bote. Mu'ad shalom nezek shalom in aliyah. Mu'ad pays full damages from the aliyah, from the best property. My aliyah, what does it mean aliyah? Omer Lazar b'me'ula sheminchas of the best of his properties. B'chiyu omer, b'cheinu omer, and also it says in the pasuk in Divrei Yomim, Vayishkav Chizkiyahu imavasav v'yikbaru b'mayla kivri b'nei David. And Chizkiyahu was with his father, lie down, he was buried with his father, they buried him in Ma'ale, the best of the kivri b'nei David. Vam Rebbe Lazar b'ma'ale it's a me'ulim shebimishbacha, that means by the best of the family. Uman Ninu, who's that? David Ushlomo. That's where Chizkiyahu got buried. Next, so the Gemara, another pasuk about the burial of Yehuda. Beikberu bekivra savasher karolo beir David veyishkivu b'mishkav asher milei besamim unzim. They buried this thing about Asa in the Kvaros asher karolo that he hewed out, like he chiseled out for himself in the city of David. And he laid down over there where he had filled with good smelling stuff, perfumes, besamim uznim. My besamim uznim, what does that mean? Abelaz Omar, zine. It's all different types of good smelling besamim, good type of spices. Rashi says, mine besamim harve, kidukamar, okay, period. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani Omar, he says, besamim shekolam ariach mem balade zima. Anyone who smells them, oh no, you're going to end up by doing zima. It's a dangerous type of spice over there. Now the Gemara is going to bring another machlokas of Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani. But how does he say in the pasuk? Ki karu shucha Yirmiyahu is saying they dug a pit to trap me and hid snares for my feet. They suspect him of being with a zoner. They thought he was being with an Ashes Ish. In fact, our Bishl Madam Khoshdo Mizona, who thought he was with a zona, Hanuk Siv, that's when it says, Kishucha Amuka Zona, for a zona is a deep pit. And therefore, Yomir, who's, when he says the pit, he's talking about the zona. Ela Madam Shachdu Mesh's Ish. My Shucha, what does it mean, the pit? Atoish's Ish, mean Afka Michal Zona, is a married woman not considered a zona? She's also called a zona. And therefore, it's talking about the married woman over here. Maybe she was with an Ashish. Hashem, your data has called to someone like the Mavis. And Hashem, you know all they're plotting against my death. You're accusing someone of being with a married woman could cause him to be killed. Because, you know, that's what happens if someone's a married woman. What does it mean, Lamavis? It's talking about where they threw him into a pit of this like cement type stuff of tit, and they left him there to die. Darish Rava, mind the sif, what does that mean? Of the end of that pasuk that we just brought, you mukshalim lefenecha be'is abcha asibahem, let them be made to stumble before you, deal with them at the time of your anger. Amar Yirmiyahu lefenei Kodesh Baruch Hu, he said to them, Ribono Shel Olam, afilu b'shal she'osin tzedakah, even at the time when they're doing tzedakah, meaning these people who he's talking about that wanted to kill Yirmiyahu, even these people, make them mess up by giving them people that aren't roi to get tzedakah, so they shouldn't end up getting schar. Clay wasn't too happy with the behavior that they had. And it goes on, it says, also, and they did him honor at his death. It's talking about Chizkiya was buried. So Shiva Yeshiva al Kivro, it teaches that they set up a yeshiva that we go ahead and learn by his grave. Rashi says that Tamidam Lasuk Shem Batorah, let them go and shtag over there. Pligav Rabbi Nasan Rabbanan Chad Amar Shlosha, once said it was there for 3 days. Beep, turn the page. It's Zayin Amalaf. The Chad Amar Shiva was there for 7 days. V'Amrila Shloshim. Some say it was there for an entire 30 days. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.